Inflation was already a concern for tourism officials at the Jersey Shore before the start of the season. Then gas prices reached an all-time record after Memorial Day. Have the high prices kept people away? Well, WHYY's Kenneth Burns went out there to find out.
The weather is perfect, as evidenced by the packed beaches here in Wildwood. Families are enjoying catching a ball or napping in the sand or bathing in the ocean water. Some are taking time out to visit the friendly Fudgy Wudgy vendor.
I got one.
Yep.
Same.
Molly Powell is the vendor. She says all of the ice cream treats she sells have gone up. I asked about the cost of one of my favorites, Chips Galore.
How much was it before this year?
Chips Galore was probably about $4.15. Maybe before that would be even be $4, and it went up a whole dollar now.
Though the price of ice cream, including my beloved Chips Galore, is higher, along with gas, hotel rooms, and etc., people are still coming to the shore this year. Cheryl Lozada says it wasn't a question of whether her husband and daughter were going on vacation this year. Her family was going to come here from Hackettstown, New Jersey, regardless of the cost.
We had a little bit of money put aside, a little bit of money saved, and we only live once on this earth, so you can't put a price on the beach and your mental state of mind.
Inflation was already a concern for leaders on the shore, but they still expected a very robust tourism season and that business would return to pre-pandemic levels. The July numbers from the State Division of Gaming show that casino revenue is up 8% at Atlantic City casinos compared to the same month in 2021. Jane Bucknevich with Stockton University's Levinson Institute of Gaming, Hospitality, and Tourism says the strong numbers are a really good sign for the rest of the season.
The fact that the casino revenues are up by a pretty substantial amount suggests that people are visiting and they are spending money.
Beyond the casino, Atlantic City is still beaming from hosting this year's NAACP convention, one of the first major events the city has hosted since reopening from pandemic shutdowns. Larry Sieg is president and CEO of MeetAC, the group that markets the city as a place for meetings and conventions. He says while meetings are on pace with 2019, his colleagues at DoAC, who market Atlantic City as a tourist destination, say numbers are so far exceeding pre-pandemic levels.
It's so busy. The city's packed. The hotels are running at almost 100% occupancy every day.
Numbers are also exceeding 2019 and 2021 in Cape May County. But Diane Whelan, the county's tourism director, says she has noticed a shift in how people spend their money once they get to the shore. For example, those who rent condos or houses with kitchens are opting not to eat at restaurants every day.
They're going to the grocery store, they're cooking at home, they might have a barbecue or something at their rental property, and that's what they're doing. And maybe there'll be one night they're going out for a special dinner.
Sieg in Atlantic City also notices a change in spending habits.
I think people are holding back in some areas, and I think some areas they're spending more.
Cheryl Lozada and her family have been coming to Wildwood for more than a decade, since her daughter Leia was a toddler. She says they are paying considerably more for their vacation this year. Their hotel room for 5 days was almost $1,900, and they spent $120 on gas getting here from northwestern New Jersey.
It's normally like half of that, and I drive a very small car. I drive a Subaru Legacy, which is a four-cylinder, so I can't imagine if you had a bigger type vehicle.
Though they had money saved and had planned on coming to the shore anyway, Lozada says they are being mindful of how they spend their money, like limiting the number of games they play on the boardwalk and how often they visit the Fudgy Wudgy cart.
We just went to a sub shop and we got some subs and some chips. And rather than go to like one of the restaurants on the boardwalk, which might be more costly.
Lozada says foregoing restaurants not only saves them money, but gives them more time on the beach. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.